It's Wednesday, February 27th, and you're tuned in to the TNB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Hi.
Hey.
What's happening?
Things are happening.
I don't think we have a question to chew on this week. At least not that I've seen.
No.
No. It's empty from the audience.
That's okay. Because we got a review this week.
We do. It's true. We got some extra reviews.
And this might be one of my more favorite reviews in recent times.
What are we reviewing?
Because we watched an anime.
So it's Anime Club.
Close. We do have a separate anime club where we talk about, you know, the ongoing animes that we've chosen. But
and this is the off week.
Yeah, this is the off week where we don't have one this week. But we do have a look at some of the other great anime offered.
This season.
And by some other, I mean one other.
Hit me up. What is it?
It is called Domestic Girlfriend.
What a title. What a title.
Yeah. Is that the actual title?
Yeah, I think it's called, or I don't know what the Japanese title is,
but yeah, that's
the one
what I
on Crunchyroll is Domestic Girlfriend.
Well, I know that. That's the localized title, but I want to know if it's like, if that's like the direct translation.
Let me look it up. Just keep filling up that dead air while I'm looking it up.
Guys, I have these seaweed snacks.
You could have talked about the actual show instead.
And it just so happens that today we made rice balls. But yo.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, that's literally the title. Domestiku na Kanojo.
Oh, really? Yeah. Kanojo. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So, premise goes like this. Boy, high school. He's got a crush on his super cute young teacher. And he just really wants to give it to her.
Yeah. Like all teenage boys do. They want to give it to their hot young teacher.
Yeah, just absolutely. Obviously, it's a taboo thing. Obviously, he can't do it. And obviously, he's trying to rid himself of these feelings.
That's the best part. In the legendary Persona 5 option. But that's the best part.
Yeah, if that was an option, this anime would be over. But his friends recognize that he's a little, you know, he needs a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So they're like, yo, come with us.
To a mixer. We're gonna meet some girls from other school.
There's three guys, karaoke. Four girls, or four guys, four girls. Let's hang out. So he goes to this mixer, and all the girls are cheering except one.
It's kind of a B.
Yeah, and she's just like, whatever. So she steps out. He steps out too, because he's like, I need a drink too. It's not my scene.
Uh-huh.
And
they bang.
Basically, yeah. One thing leads to another. They go back to her place, and she's like, wanna sex me?
Yeah, she's just like, all my friends have had it, and I'm tired. It's basically, I'm tired of being left out. Can you fuck me for science?
Yeah, she basically, well, she doesn't say for science. She basically says, I'm sick of being told that I won't understand.
Yeah.
So I need to be an adult. Now fuck me.
Yo, I know we talk about power moves a lot on this show,
yeah,
but that's a power move.
And when you're a teenage boy and some cute girl just like, yo, here we go.
Yeah.
Listen, do me.
P in the V, let's go. I'm ready.
Do you hesitate? Maybe. But then you jump right in.
Oh, yeah. You don't think forward. You're just like, I guess, let's go.
Yeah. And obviously it happens. And when it's finished, they're both just like, well, shit. I don't feel great.
But we did it.
Yeah. But at least now we can say we did it.
Yeah.
And they leave. Never see each other again. Boy goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad's like, I'm so sorry, I've been so busy, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? You know, that girl I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting married.
What? Daddy-o, you gotta tell me this shit in advance.
Yeah, I know I should have told you, but, like, we're getting married. She's come over for family dinner. You're gonna meet her first time. She's bringing her kids. Be nice. Be on your best behavior.
I'll kill you.
So knock, knock, opens the door, and what do you know? The girl he just banged.
And the teacher.
And the teacher he's in love with.
Are the daughters of the mother his father is marrying.
Shit is spicy.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whew.
That's the premise of the show.
It's hot.
And the show continues and follows their lives with these intermingling relationships.
Yep.
And
I watched three episodes.
I'm caught up.
Damn.
So, like, that's seven episodes.
Yeah, you went beyond the Call of Duty.
I had to know.
Yeah.
After I saw episode one, I was like, nope. I gotta watch this.
I gotta watch all of this.
Because episode one ends with the older sister, or the teacher, drunk, passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And our hero was like, just this once.
Time to smooch.
I need to, those lips, they look so fucking juicy.
It's like, yeah, I'm about to commit a crime.
I'm gonna reach right in there. And she's also like half, not half naked, but she's at home, so she's not wearing her teacher outfit. She's
at looser. One point in that episode, she was naked. She yes. walked out of the bathroom with a towel on.
Like a towel just on her head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh shit, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot that we moved into this new house.
Yeah. But anyway, she passed out on the couch because she's, you know, classic big sister, drunk, and yeah. drunken stereotype. She loves to drink.
All the time. Never not drinking.
Yeah. So she's drunk, passed out, and he's like, I need to taste that sweet nectar. So he's going in for it.
It's fucking disgusting.
He's going in for it. And just as his lips are about to touch hers, pops open the door. It's the younger sister just staring him down. Cuts to black. Credits roll.
And you're like, damn.
And you're like, damn, I need to see this show through.
Well, I was like, damn, I need to watch 3 episodes in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't know about seeing it through.
I gotta see it through.
Okay. So yeah, that's the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. So since you're the one who watched 7 episodes, how you feeling about this? How you feeling about this domestic girlfriend about bang my teacher, but also her sister?
What's that type of medicine that you have to insert into, like, your ass so it dissolves?
The suppository?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I told you he has to put that in one of the girls?
No fucking way! No fucking way!
That's how I feel about this anime!
What the fuck?
That's how I feel about this anime.
Is this show trash disguised as spice? Is this what this is?
She's very sick.
Oh my god! What the fuck?
It gets into some pretty, like, deep and, as a relationship...
Oh, it gets deep, all right.
Definitely. Ooh. You have no idea. She even says, don't worry, I can turn over. But, anyways. The show, as the relationships evolve and you get to learn more about them,
mm-hmm.
It gets, like... I don't want to say it's, like, tough situation. Well, it is
pretty tough. Oh, even episode 3 was tough situation.
Like, it's tough situation stuff, like, growing up, coming of age stuck stories, and, like, just being alone, and, like, how that affects you, and, like, how bad parenting can turn you into the type of person you are. And mm-hmm. it gets into things like bullying and whatnot, and it gets really serious.
Oh.
You end up feeling... I don't want to say it's sad, but you definitely feel sorry for some characters. Like, you feel very... sorry about how life has treated them and up to certain points.
Okay.
Extra spice throughout, you know.
I'm less excited about the spice now that I know it just gets real talk.
Like, yeah, it gets pretty real. Like, they meet some other characters and you're like, and she just, I don't want to spoil her character, but she seems like a weirdo at first. But when you realize what's happened and like what she's done, it's like, oh, okay, I see. Yeah. And it goes on about how, like, they just want... Sometimes all they just want is to have friends.
That's such a sad sentence. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's really tragic. But, like, story-wise and writing-wise, I think it's pretty good. There are times when the show dips in its animation quality.
Uh-huh.
Like, just straight goodbye.
In the trash can.
Yeah, it's just like, what happened? That character is clearly drawn by 8 different people in 2 seconds. So... Yeah. But I'm really enjoying it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, from the 3 episodes I have watched, the first 2 were definitely just like, I don't know if I want to watch this still.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really feeling the whole my ex-lover is now my sister angle. And the way they were portraying it is getting a little creepy, a little uncomfortable.
Like what?
Right. Just like, we should keep it a secret. And also like, just, I want to kiss her while she's drunk and pass out on the couch and can't like consent at all. Like it's getting a little weird in those first 2 episodes. But then episode three really, like, does establish the fact that, like, hey, maybe there's more to this show when they deal with the teacher's issue. And that's where I kind of started turning around on it, like, halfway through episode three, where I was like, okay, maybe this show has more to offer than just, like, here's this fucking real salacious ass just storyline. And I am interested in watching more. I don't know if I could ever, like, show someone else this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I say, like, that, but I told my friends at work.
Yeah, this is, like, definitely your friends have to be weebs. And that's the only audience you could ever possibly.
So I told my coworker at work.
Okay.
And she's like, holy shit. Shit. That's not Naruto. No. She's like, that sounds better than JoJo. And I'm like,
I'm sorry, what? She knows JoJo.
Her boyfriend loves JoJo.
Yeah, it's the best show. It's so and shit. Good.
And she can't stand it. So I'm like,
it's the best show.
I'm like, listen.
Domestic Girlfriend.
Go watch Domestic Girlfriend with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Did you tell her to watch Ero Manga Sensei?
No.
That's step too far.
No, that's a little too trash. But anyway, she came back. She's like, we didn't hate it.
We didn't hate it.
She's like, is this what anime could be? I'm like, it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, there's lots of variety.
It doesn't have to be about punchy, punchy, bang, bang.
But that's the best one. That's the best one.
That's true.
That is the best
one. Anyways, yeah, so Domestic Girlfriend, yeah, continue.
Yeah, there was a secret depth to the show that I did not see coming, and I was actually very surprised, pleasantly surprised by this, because for those first two episodes, I was like, this is going down the trash line, like, real hard. Like, it's not Ero Manga Sensei trash, but it's getting there. Yeah. It's pretty trashy. I am more interested in the outer storylines, like the best friend and his family, the whole thing with the teacher right now and her issue. And I don't really actually give a shit about the main character at all. Right,
the dude.
Yeah, I feel like he is just some sort of, like, viewer insert character, where he doesn't really feel unique at all. Like, he's very generic as a person, like, just a timid dork. But he's actually good looking, but he doesn't know it because he's all, like, self conscious about stuff. Right. There's a lot of layers to this show, but I feel like they have to appeal to a certain audience for them to get their better ideas across. Yeah. So I probably will watch more. I did enjoy it, but I don't think I instantly loved it like you did. I definitely was like, I had to be, like, coerced into watching more of the show. Like, if it wasn't for me watching all the way to episode three, I probably would have stopped on episode two.
Yeah.
Right. Good thing there's that 3-episode try rule.
Mm-hmm.
But I did enjoy it, but it was a rougher start for me.
Mm-hmm. Episode three is where they're in the older sister's bedroom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you're scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, that's enough.
Yeah.
Why didn't you open the door? Like that. Yeah. Yeah. That whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I will watch more. I don't think I will just mainline it. Like, I'm not going to snort the rest of these episodes.
You might need to.
I might. I don't know. But we'll see.
You might need to.
But I did have a good time. And I was pleasantly surprised. I was sold on Spice. But then I stayed for, like, actually interesting character development. Yeah.
You were sold on the steak spice.
Yeah, I was sold on that spice. I was sold on that sultry, sultry spice.
But you stayed for the meat.
I stayed for the prime rib.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. No, it's an interesting show. Definitely check it out if you guys have a chance. Although, if I had to recommend anything else, it would still be Kaguya-sama. Kaguya-sama.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Love is War.
Oh, my God. They introduced the fourth character.
I think in terms of romance-type shows, yeah, that would definitely be the one to go for.
Yeah.
That was a great romance show.
Kaguya-sama.
Neverland.
Oh, I thought you could say JoJo again.
No.
But yeah. No,
that's fighting romance.
Yeah. I think next week I want to try and watch Shield Hero. I feel like I need to
watch. I've heard good things about that. I just can't watch that much anime. I'm just not
I need to see it. Like, the fact that he is aware he's in an isekai anime, that's something I need to see.
I gotta catch up on Ippo.
I don't.
I gotta catch up on that Ippo one
Ippo will always be there.
Will it?
Stay with the time ghost.
Okay.
Be with the time ghost. No. Discuss the things that we're all discussing.
No.
In the zeitgeist.
I guess. But yeah, that's our review. It's a good show. I like
it. It's pretty good.
I
enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. Check it out. Check it out. I gotta say, I take it you like the older sister better? Of the two girls? Like, if you had to choose.
If I had to... Oh, are we playing best girl right now?
Yeah, we have... Well, that's a... It's an anime. You gotta pick your best girl. I mean, you're gonna...
So only out of the two.
I mean, you know what? You pick whatever girl you see in that show.
Listen, mom's pretty wholesome.
Oh, fuck.
Mom is...
Which mom are we talking about?
I'm talking about the daughter's mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty wholesome.
I was gonna say, that's a little morbid if you pick the guy's mom.
Yeah, because she's dead.
But she's pretty wholesome.
Pretty wholesome.
Wait, have you met her?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think out of the two, I would probably go with the high schooler.
Yeah.
That's, why did I say it like that? That's so bad. That's so bad. I would go with the younger sister.
Mm.
See, deniable plausibility.
All right.
Then. Oh, plausible deniability? Is that it?
Sure.
Is that the word?
Yeah. Sure.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the same one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the older sister seems like, right now at least, she's trying to justify her shitty behavior, and I just ain't down with that shit. Like, whatever, like, adult life is like this, you don't know me, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, I can't fucking handle this shit. Deal through your demons and come back to me, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You have an idea of what she's dealing with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember.
It's, I'm gonna leave my wife, like, that whole thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, isn't it? Okay. At least where I am, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Picks.
And weeks. Picks. Yo.
What?
You want to talk about Overwatch?
No! I thought we're done with this.
Baptiste!
I thought we're done with
this. Welcome to the Baptiste! You, sir, have been blessed.
With what?
Baptiste.
I think I've been cursed. God but before, damn it.
So Overwatch had two major updates. Mm. One, they have a new map.
Yep.
Paris. Now, I haven't played yet. I can't tell you anything about it.
Okay.
I've been too much into Apex.
Yeah, that's the game to be into.
And I was still going to keep playing Apex, but Baptiste showed up and like, yo, it's a new healer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a healer DPS hybrid. He's basically another Zenyatta, another version of Zenyatta. He looks like he has like a soldier's gun. It just doesn't do as much DPS.
Mm. It seems like it's burst fire.
It is burst fire. And its alt fire isn't a missile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healing grenade.
Yeah.
So,
which also damages enemies.
I don't know if it damages.
Does it?
I don't know.
I thought he was like killing people with it at one point.
No, he's just sitting there with and healing his teammates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like Ana's bionic grenade, only I don't think it heals.
The bionic grenade doesn't heal though, does it? It just gives you potent healing.
It heals.
Oh, okay.
It heals and it gives you extra healing. Yeah, that's it. So it heals, but it doesn't give you the double heal.
Yeah, the potency thing.
Yeah. So it's just a healing tool.
Okay.
His first ability is just instant regen.
Yeah.
So I think it gives you like a small boost of health and then you have regen.
Yeah.
So that's cool. His second one, he has an immortality field.
I don't know what the fuck this is. And, like, why they thought this was a good idea? This seems wild.
Yeah, so he just puts down the it's like a barrier field, but people can shoot through it, and as long as you're in it, you don't get hurt.
So this is the thing I don't get about it, which is, no, you still get hurt. You just can't die.
Yeah.
You can't go below a certain threshold of health.
Yeah.
The thing I don't get about it, is it a dome? Or is it just a Reinhardt shield that enemy bullets can pass through, but if that damaging substance passes through the shield, it can't kill you?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look into this more. I haven't done my research.
Because he has a lot of, like, almost, like, visor-type moves, it seems.
Yeah, he's got those. Yeah, he's looking at power levels and shit. Yeah. And I also can't tell if, when he puts that immortality field down, if you can shoot out of it.
Yeah, that's the other thing I don't know either, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. And then his ult... Oh, sorry, he has a passive. He has rocket boots.
Yeah, he just jumps high.
Which, I don't know why more characters just don't have these kind of passives.
Because they thought about them now.
I know, right? Like, they gave Genji a double jump. And that was it. And that's like, the only guy. Like, imagine Tracer had rocket boots. She'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, I think that's why they didn't give her rocket boots.
Tracer should get rocket boots.
She can... What are you talking about? She can, like, teleport diagonally.
Yeah, but she can't go vertically.
You can't look straight up and then teleport up?
No.
Oh.
You're on a horizontal plane. If Tracer could tell, if she could blink in any direction, she'd be unstoppable.
Can she not blink like up?
No.
Oh.
No. That's why Tracer's not as amazing as you think she is.
Interesting.
Yeah. She has zero vert. She sucks at basketball.
Oh, okay.
And then his ultimate ability is he puts down like a barrier and anything that passed through it is amplified by two, I think.
In terms of damage or healing?
Yep.
Okay.
So if you say you're Ana and you shoot your darts through that field, it does double
healing.
Okay. Double healing or double damage, so whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things you can put at a choke point and just fire through.
Does it work for your enemies though? Like if you put it down, do your enemies do double damage to you?
No, it's just for you.
Okay.
It's just for you. That I do know. That is just for you.
Right.
Which is, it's crazy because the example they showed was Tracer could take out a Roadhog in one clip.
Yep.
Which is
insane.
Yeah, just insane. So, yeah. That's the Baptiste.
And he's got his ultimate, though. Ultimate. Oh, that was his ultimate. That's the field.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Character design, I think he's kind of boring.
He's kind of lame. He's Black Vegeta.
He is Black Vegeta.
Yeah.
With a gun.
Yeah. So it's cool Black Vegeta.
I don't know. Like, if Vegeta were black, cool. But if he had a gun, I don't know if that makes him any
cooler.
Don't
shoot that man. He's not black. God. Oh. What a quote.
How does that get through?
I think, you know what? I think everyone knew, and they just shut up. No one, like, everyone knew that was that, and they're just like...
But they were like, it's 2019.
Yeah, it was an unspoken rule, and they're just like, don't say anything. No one say anything. If no one complains, it'll pass cert.
Yeah. That's his name.
He's black. What do you want?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, so that's Overwatch. Great. Overwatch is back. The map of Paris wasn't enough to make me come back, but the Baptiste...
When he comes out, you'll be playing those random heroes again.
Exactly. So 2 weeks from now, I'll be talking about Overwatch.
Damn. Shit.
So
shit.
Save your quarters for me then.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
I only had the one direct.
Okay, we'll talk about it at the end. Yeah. I think that's the biggest one. For my picks, let's start off with Evo 2019. That's right. Evo just ended, but also Evo is starting again.
The fuck?
Because Evo Japan happened in last week, but now it's Evo Prime Time in Vegas is being announced. And this is the official lineup for Evo 2019. First up, we got Under Night in Birth EX Latest. Second up, we got Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle. Third, Soul Calibur 6. Fourth, Tekken 7. Fifth, Street Fighter 5. Sixth, Dragon Ball Fighters Z or Fighters. Then we got Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. And after this is two new games, Mortal Kombat 11 and Samurai Showdown. Samurai Showdown is the biggest, like, what the fuck announcement from this thing, because the game's not out yet. It's coming out like early spring, they said. So Evo usually happens within the summer. So you're going to have one season in order to practice this stuff. And they did bring out a teaser trailer. They showed five characters. It is a redo or a remake of one. They show Halmaru. They got Nakaruru. They got, was it Gordo or Godot, I think his name is. And a handful of other characters. And it's looking like Samurai Showdown. Big damage. It's looking like Street Fighter 5.
I was going to say Samurai Showdown.
Street Fighter 4.
Samurai Showdown was 2D fighter, right?
It was 2D fighter.
Yes. Okay, I was remembering the right one.
Yeah, it is 2D. It was 2D sprites.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't. Okay.
But this one is now 3D models on a 2D plane.
Who's making this again? Arc?
SNK.
SNK.
SNK is making this. New SNK is the best. I love it. But the biggest thing from this whole Evo announcement is that you'll have noticed that I'm missing a very important game that people love so, so much.
Oh.
It's called Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Oh, yes.
Super Smash Bros. Melee is no longer a tournament game. I know. Evo has confirmed it.
Wow.
It's just too much to get all those CRTs. It is just too much to get all those GameCubes. And also, fuck that game. Because it's fucking boring.
End of an era.
Listen, you gotta kill those games once in a while. If we're not playing Third Strike still, which is arguably the best fighting game created so far, there's no way we're still playing Melee in the year of our Lord 2019.
Oh my god. End of an era.
Right?
End of an era.
Twitter was so butthurt.
Oh man, I know. All the memes are great.
Twitter was so butthurt. So good. But they gave him like a little like thanks for supporting the FGC outro video. That was cool, I guess. But whatever. Who cares? Fuck that game. Samurai Showdown is where it's at. That's the new hotness.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Continuing on the fighting games train, we have a new MK11 character reveal in Johnny Cage.
Mm-hmm.
This one is actually kind of boring, I guess, in comparison to the other
ones. I guess it boring in the sense that it was Johnny Cage, and my question was, how are they going to make him as gruesome as the other characters?
They don't.
And they just don't.
It is don't.
And I'm like, okay.
Right? Johnny Cage is kicking, throwing green energy spheres.
Yeah, what?
Making quips about Hollywood.
Yeah.
Uppercutting people's jaws off. Mm-hmm. His fatality is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's also gruesome. Yeah. it's Johnny Cage. He's back. He low blows people. He's got a move where he calls in a stunt double. And then the stunt double holds the enemy.
Who played Johnny Cage again?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I do not remember.
I have to look that up.
After that, we have more fighting games, but in terms of fighting game companies. Mm-hmm. Arc System Works is celebrating its 30th year in business. And to do so, they have brought out a company trailer or a company music video about work life.
Oh, this.
About work life at Arc Systems. I have nothing else to say about this other than that this shit is wild. You should watch it. Look up Arc System Works office video, or what is it? Arc System Works 30th anniversary theme song.
Right.
This shit is crazy. It is the Japanese butt rock at its peak.
Mm.
But it's cool. Just watch it.
Mm.
And then the last one before we talk about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Is PlayStation Plus. This is the first month where they are no longer offering free games on the Vita or on the PlayStation 3.
They killed it.
They killed it. It's over.
They killed
it's
it.
It's over.
Oh my
so
God.
Now we're only getting two games. You're getting The Witness in March, and you're also getting Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The first one.
You mean the fourth one.
Whatever. The fourth one.
But it's remastered, so it's the new one.
You're getting... They took away PS3 games, and they're giving you a PS3 game. Like, what?
No, it's a PS4 game.
No, it's a PS3 game.
Don't lie to me! Don't lie
to me! What are you stopping power? To be honest, though, I am kind of salty, because I did actually buy The Witness a couple months ago.
That...
But it was cheap enough to run, like, whatever.
Oh, that's the game by...
Jonathan Blow, I think his name is.
Oh, who am I thinking of? The god who did Fable.
Fable?
Who made Fable?
Oh, the bald guy.
Yes. I keep wanting to say Peter Moore, but that's not his name.
No, it's not Peter Moore. Seen this game, you can fart. No, I don't remember what his name is. He's been out of, like, the mainline video game sphere for so long.
Didn't he make like Goddess or something?
It's not David Cage.
No, it's not David Cage. Absolutely not David Cage.
I forget his name too. Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's a puzzle game, and then you're also getting Call of Duty Modern Warfare or Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare remastered. So if you want to relive your M16 red dot stopping power deep impact builds, like you can do it.
Peter Molyneux.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. He did make those games. He also made, like, Black and White, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, now we're on to Pokemon.
Yeah.
Dude. Also, today, as we're recording, it is Pokemon's 23rd birthday.
Wow.
On this day, 23 years ago, Pokemon Red and Blue was released.
Wow. I'm only 7 years older than Pokemon?
Yeah. You were a prime market for Pokemon.
Wow.
Pokemon can drink everywhere now.
Wowie, wowie. Maui, maui.
But yeah, dude, Pokemon Direct. It was 7 minutes, short and sweet. Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Sodo and Shield.
So first off, even before we talk about the game, What's the third game? What's the ultimate? Is it going to be Ultra Sword and Ultra Shield?
No, man.
Is it going to be lightsaber? Like, what's what's the alternate title for when they bring out the upgraded version?
It's going to be Pokemon Charge Blade.
Charge Blade? They're just go straight Monster Hunter.
Because it's a shield and sword?
There was a meme that came out where it showed a hunter.
Yeah.
And it was just like, welcome to the Sword and Shield Master Race. And it had the two logos.
No, I really hope it's just Pokemon Gun.
Pokemon Gun? Pokemon Trident.
Yeah.
My favorite one off of Reddit so far is Pokemon Trebuchet.
Oh, see, that's just so fancy. It would have to be something simpler like Spear or Pokemon Axe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Pokemon Hammer.
Yeah. Right? Oh, Hammer would be good. Blunt Force Instrument. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Axe and Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pokemon Bow.
Oh, for the range.
Yeah. Oh. Make that rock, paper, scissors.
Oh. Okay. I think it's just going to be Pokemon Crown.
I guess that would make sense. If you keep with the knight motif, yeah. Pokemon Royalty.
Oh, let's go with that. Pokemon Royalty.
But yeah, it takes place in the UK, my dude.
Yeah, your
dream nation, your hometown.
I can't wait to go see Big Ben.
I'll say, though, the region map that they showed looks boring because it just looks like a straight line. It's a straight line upwards.
Well, I'm sure they can't show all of it yet.
I'm sure they can. It seemed like there were a lot of clouds around the different areas.
Yeah, they wouldn't show you the whole map.
But I didn't see any sort of Alolan region Pokemon making their way there.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't seen any Dugtrio with a wig on.
That's true, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
None of that stuff.
Is that the latest one?
Sun, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon? If you don't count the Pokemon Go game on the Switch, then if you don't count Go Eevee and Go
Pikachu.
Which
is the one that took place in Paris again?
X and Y?
Oh.
With Xerneas and Yvutel?
Fuck. I feel like that was only yesterday, but I bet that was a long time ago.
It was a while ago. Okay. It's 3DS.
Jeez. Alright. Oh my god. So yeah, but so was Ultra Sun and Moon.
Yeah, but that was 3DS when games were still being released for the 3DS.
Were they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Alright. Pokemon.
Pokemon. It's Pokemon. Like, I was kind of... So, going back a generation... I actually was kind of bored with Ultra Sun. So I bought Ultra Sun because I kept hearing all this great shit. Like, basically, it brings back everything from every Pokemon. It was like a best of. Like, it's looking awesome. And now I know why. Because it is the Monster Hunter Generation's ultimate of Pokemon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon are the best of collection. Like, this is the getting rid of the old guard. This is what these games used to be like. And now we're coming at you with all new systems and all new assets. So here's this new stuff with obviously a bunch of upgraded mechanics, most likely, but also less content than the past games is what I'm expecting.
From these new
Sword and Shield games.
Yeah, that makes sense because they have... Got to start at the ground zero and work your way back up. Sure. It's 3D, though.
It is. It's the one we always wanted.
Yeah. We thought it was Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, but turned out that was some baby bullshit.
Yeah, that's not that babby shit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But also, I think the realest question is, now that we are grown adults, quote unquote, are you going to be buying a Pokemon game in 2019?
It's coming out this holiday season.
Yeah.
So no. Someone's going to buy for me.
Interesting. But, okay, you're going to play a Pokemon game.
So here's the thing.
As a grown-ass man, taking the train to work.
What was that? Well, I was playing... Yeah, sure. What was after Gold and Silver? Was it Ruby?
Ruby and Sapphire?
And after that was...
Fire Red, Leaf Green?
Okay, those don't count.
I think that was the next one, though.
I
know. Was it Ruby and Sapphire?
Yeah, Fire Red, Leaf Green. But what was the generation after Ruby and Sapphire?
Diamond and Pearl?
Was it really?
I think so.
Oh, I think you're right. Holy shit. Okay, never mind. So after, I think... Ruby, Sapphire. Yeah, okay. So I think Sapphire was the last Pokemon game I actually completed.
Wow.
Ever since then, it would be me playing for about 10 hours, like dedicated, and then I put it down and never return. Okay. I don't think I've beaten a Pokemon game since.
Okay, here are the listings. Here's the listing.
Yeah.
So red and blue, yeah, and green.
Yeah, and yellow.
No, then 2 years later, then yellow, red and blue for America.
Oh.
Gold and silver.
Yeah.
Then crystal.
Yeah.
Then ruby and sapphire.
Then emerald.
Then fire, red, leaf, green. Is emerald real? Is emerald a real game?
Yeah, it's the one with Rayquaza on the box.
Oh, okay. Fire, red, leaf, green.
Yeah.
Then diamond and pearl.
Huh.
Then platinum. Then heart, gold, soul, silver.
Huh.
Then black and white.
Huh.
Then a 2-year hiatus. Black and white 2.
Huh.
Then X and Y.
Huh.
Then Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
Then Sun and Moon. Then Ultra Sun and Moon. Then Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, and now Sword and Shield.
I always thought there was something in between Ruby and Sapphire and Diamond and Pearl, but I guess not. Because I feel like I was already an adult by the time Diamond and Pearl came around.
Yeah, there was. It's Fire, Leaf, Green. That was the thing in between.
No, but I mean like a...
Yeah, like an actual generation? Yeah. No, it was not.
Okay. Sounds good.
But yeah, it's Pokemon, dude. They don't show much. They do say that there's a lot to be announced later on. But it is finally a Pokemon game where it's kind of what we wanted. We wanted an open world 3D Pokemon game. They did it. They finally did it.
I feel like I will buy this and I will play this, but only because I'm playing my Switch on a commute now. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'd ever play it beyond that.
Yeah, like at home just chilling.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because it's got that Apex.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about... Oh, I got an idea for you.
Mm.
Pokemon Battle Royale.
Ooh.
You drop in as a trainer.
Ooh.
And you have to get to the tallest grass. And you got to catch Pokemon first. And whoever catches Pokemon first...
That sounds so stressful.
Then you battle.
Oh, that sounds so lame. That sounds so lame. Why can't I just kill the trainer trying to catch?
No, that's the battle.
Oh my
god. That's the battle.
So like, what am I doing? Throwing Pokeballs at train?
Yeah, like you drop off the ground with like 50 Safari Balls and you're just like chucking. You're throwing. And then once you catch that Beedrill, you kill that other guy.
Can I just also just take the rock and throw it at the trainer?
No. Rocks are exclusively for Pokemon.
No.
Bam. Or if you do throw it at the trainer, it's like a one damage.
Can I just a bait at the trainer?
that's high level strats. If you go down into the meat eater section.
Because I'm just looking for that pincer, you know?
Yeah, if you find a Scyther and throw a fucking bait at a trainer, then yeah, go for it.
There should be more like death in the Pokemon.
You should read Pokemon Adventures.
I know.
I just heard recently that like an Arbok gets decapitated in that.
No, but I mean like there should be more like unfortunately this Pokemon killed this human. Like you know how like in the world and how in our real world animals kill humans all
Let
the time.
Let me tell you about fan fiction.
No, that's not what I want.
So there's this thing called fan fiction.
No.
I'll show you mine.
No. I'm just saying like can't.
What if Pokemon were stands?
Like, what if, like, some kid accidentally picked up his dad's Pokeball and out popped a Wailord? Just fucking crushed him. Like, in the house. Like, that's, like...
Like, he's in a crawl space?
Yeah.
He's like, Snorlax, come out! Just fucking kills him?
Yeah. Like, that has to happen, right? Like, I want to know...
Oh, that's great. That's funny. That's real funny.
Like, there's just no fucking way that this shit doesn't happen, right? Like, it has to happen.
Yeah, who's the Steve Irwin of Pokemon? Like, who's, oh, right here, we got a Rhydon in its natural habitat.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, okay. It yeah. just used fissure and killed the whole savanna.
Yeah. See? That shit has to happen somewhere.
Fanfiction.net
No.
Is your place to be for all your Pokemon murder needs.
Okay, maybe I'll take a look at that some.
Okay, so I'll see what's happening. But yeah, those are all my picks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are we going into our weeks?
We are.
I had a short one.
Tell me about it.
I had a short one. I play more Apex. I continue
to go winless.
To go winless.
Oh no!
I continue to get second.
Oh no!
But
so what happens at the end? Like what happens? Like you just choke, or is the other team just better?
The thing is, normally when I get that far, all my other teammates are dead. Oh, right. And so it's lame. Either like 2-on-1 or 3-on-1. And it's like, well, what do I do? Do I either, I got to be a god, right? Which I'm not. So
get good.
Or a lot of the times I'm being killed by people with like quadruple digit kill counters. So they actually have way more time logged in than I do.
No, just wingman it.
That gun's so good.
It is good.
Dude.
When you get the mod, it's so good. The
skull piercer. Yeah. And then you get the fucking, so the one I got real close, I was Bangalore, right? And I had a wingman with purple upgrades, but I had a gold infrared sight. So I would smoke bomb myself and be able to see through my own smoke. And it was sick.
Wow.
But yeah, then 3-on-1 happened and I died.
Yeah, that generally is what happens.
What are you going to do? But I am getting better at the initial drop. If I'm dropping in hot,
oh, man.
I am surviving longer. if not winning, because pro strat, just start punching. Like, just start wailing. Like, there are a bunch of people who will just run straight to guns. You got to run and punch. You got to slide. You got to uppercut. You got to drop kick. You got to do everything in your power.
Yes.
Even if they pick up a gun, that does not mean that they're going to hit you because their gun sucks.
Yeah.
Right? There's a good chance it's a Mozambique and it's worse than punching.
Yes.
Right? Just punch. But I did learn how to use the, I think I talked about it last week to you guys off the air.
The piece.
But I did learn how to use the Peacemaker choke.
Yeah.
And that thing is a game changer.
Oh, yeah?
When you can shoot a shotgun like a rifle, it's no joke.
Oh.
It's good stuff. I like that game a lot. It's very good.
I'm really liking the triple take.
Are you really using that?
Oh my god.
That thing, I thought the thing was just like a meme gun.
No, it's good.
Interesting.
It's better than the longbow.
Is it better than the scout?
Well, it's a better sniper rifle.
Okay.
It's basically sniper rifle's easy mode.
Huh.
Because it shoots 3 bullets.
I heard it's only good if you get a certain upgrade on it.
Oh, I don't know. I found it to be good because, like, if someone peeks around the corner and you just shoot, one of your bullets is going to hit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out then.
Yeah. It's fun. You get any of the yellow guns or the gold guns?
No. I've seen them on streams. I've never picked up any of them, though.
Have you, so you've never tried the...
What is it?
The Mastiff?
No.
Oh, man.
What is that?
That's a shotgun.
Okay.
You want the actual, like, you'll get ready to get wrecked shotgun?
Is that one?
Yeah. Like, okay. Basically, it doesn't matter what arm you have. 2 shots, you're done.
Whoa!
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Is it like a slug? Like, what does it shoot?
Yeah, it's a slug. It just goes all through you.
Damn.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's Rough City.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Kraber is basically just OHKO.
Okay.
Like, you get that headshot, it's done. Doesn't matter. They're either going down or they're going out.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Those are fun.
I got to play more.
Go for those communal drops. Just jump into them.
Jump in them hot?
Yeah. Just your Bangalore, right? Send the fucking rockets. No,
I'm either Bangalore or Bloodhound.
Yeah. So. Just send the rockets in when you see it.
Yeah. I have also been reading a new manga. I actually borrowed it from the library. It's called MW. It's by Osamu Tezuka, the creator of Astro Boy, co-producer of Pluto. A bunch of classic stuff. Classic. He's
Pluto, I remember.
If you know anime, you probably know. You've heard at least Osamu Tezuka's name.
Yep.
and this one, I was reading the back of the book, and it's like the darkest adventure yet. From the creator of whatever, Astro Boy, whatever they had on the back. And I was like, dark. Okay, sure. Let's go. Let's see what's up. This story is about a boy named Yuri and Father Garai. So Garai, when he was younger, was part of a gang. And this gang lived on this island. And Yuri was the son of a very rich man. So the dad of Yuri parks his boat on this island because they want to take a break. They want to get some supplies. And the gang sees that and they're like, okay, well, fuck that. Let's kidnap this kid.
Yeah.
And hold him for a ransom. We'll get a bunch of money. And so Garai is in charge of holding Yuri hostage. They hide out in a cave in the island. But it turns out, unbeknownst to anybody on the island or anybody else, that the government had been harboring a special weapon. They call it, or Country X was
harboring a weapon called MW, which is basically a type of nerve gas. Mm-hmm. And some sort of test happens or some sort of leak happens, and it kills every single person on the island.
Wow.
In the interim, Garai rapes Yuri. Like, straight up. Because he's just like, oh my god, you look so much like a dame. You're so cute. All this shit. And just fucking rapes him. Like, just... We're gonna have sex right now.
Whoa.
After that all happens, they go down, find that everyone is dead. But the thing is that there's lingering effects of the neurotoxin still around. And yeah. So they try to get off the island as fast as possible. Yeah. Time skip. They're all adults. Garai is now a priest. But he's still having an illicit gay love affair with Yuri.
Of course he's a priest.
Of course he's a priest. And the thing with Yuri is that he's fucking crazy. The trauma of being kidnapped as a kid, having sex with a man at the age of, I think it was 8, and then also being exposed to this nerve toxin has made him fucking crazy. For example, there is a scene where he kidnaps a woman. He doesn't kidnap them, but like he does kidnap a woman at some point. But he brings a woman back to his apartment, and they're about to have sex. And when they're having sex, he just injects her with a mystery fluid, like with a needle. And she's like, yo, what the fuck did you just do? And then she can't move. And he's like, don't worry, baby. It's okay. I injected into you a nerves thing. And you'll feel the most pleasure you've ever felt before, just before you die. And just before you die, all the muscles in your body, including your vagina, are going to tighten, and my orgasm is going to feel great. Like, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Also, he comes from a line of kabuki actors. Yeah. So he's also feminine as fuck, and he uses that to his advantage. He dresses up as women to, like, get his way, to coerce people, to manipulate people, and stuff like that. And the whole thing is about Father Garai wanting to stop Yuri. But the thing is that he's in love with him, right?
Oh, okay.
But also, he's a priest, so he can't actually say anything that he said in the confessional booth. So he's trying to redeem himself from his past life of crime by being a man of faith. And he's torn between the strict rules of this and having butt sex with this kid he raped when he was 12.
Shit.
So it's a pretty fucking dark story. The thing, though, I'm having an issue with is that Yuri is so comically evil. He's just like, what are the worst things I could possibly think of that aren't even clever? It's just evil, right? He does it. And because of that, whenever Father Garai is confronted by police, by his own morals, by other people, by reporters, about like, hey, you should just report this guy. And he's always like, no, I can't. My devotion to the church won't allow me and stuff like that. It becomes kind of tiring where it's just like, dude, this guy, he told you what he did to that girl. He like injected her with a mystery liquid that stiffened all the muscles in her body and killed her. Like, he's a heinous, heinous human being, but he's just like, he's allured by the dick. Like he can't, it's like, dating an extremely crazy significant other.
Yeah.
Right? And just being like, oh, no, like, but the sex is great. The sex is so, like, he's murdered a few people, and he wants to get his hands on the MW so he can test it out on all of Japan.
Yeah.
But, God bangs. and so that whole caveat feels a little dated.
Yeah.
And to be fair, this is an old series, so maybe that makes sense. But reading it in modern day, I just think it's a little lazy, like in terms of storytelling. I am almost done it. I am at least having a good time enough to where I want to see it through, because the whole government mystery is a really cool aspect of it. Because it's not doesn't turn into just them. It turns about why MW was on the island in the first place. Why did those tests happen? Why are all these politicians worried about all this stuff? Mm-hmm. It becomes a very interesting branched out story, but yeah, just Yuri being so comically evil is just like, oh
yeah,
okay, this is just report him, he's Satan, just report him, and mm-hmm. they don't, So it comes a little frustrating when you're reading it, which maybe that's the point. So yeah. But then the last thing I've been doing, the realest thing I've been doing is catching up, trying to finish Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm in the last area. I'm almost done.
I played a lot of this game.
I'm like 26 hours in now.
Okay.
I'm at the very last level, yeah. I assume. And I was right last week. Disney is holding Kingdom Hearts back.
Uh-oh.
As soon as I got through the last world is when anime bullshit started happening. And anime bullshit is infinitely cooler than anything that happened in any of the worlds previous. Like, there is so much cool stuff both visually happening and also somehow the story is less confusing once you get to that portion of the game. Even though they're introducing more characters, it's actually more straightforward.
Well, I don't know if you've ever watched, like, quick summaries of Kingdom Hearts games.
I have.
You know that they cut out all the middle? It's just the beginning and the end of the games they stitch together.
Yeah.
The parts that don't have you traveling to Disney World.
Yeah. So. And, like, I don't know if I didn't realize, like, I just didn't realize this sooner, but, like, yeah, Disney portions are holding back Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know if I would say, maybe now it is, but, like, when the first one came out, I think they tied it in kind of nicely, like, you needed the 7 pure hearts.
But that was when the story was, like, simple? Yeah, simple and discernible. Like, I could understand that, right? Yeah. And then Kingdom Hearts 2 was like, okay, we're gonna add an extra layer. Here's the nobodies, which are a separate portion of your heart. Okay, I get it. The hearts are in two pieces.
Yeah.
You can have two versions of yourself plus yourself. That's fine. I got that. And the organization is an evil organization. That's just anime. Yeah. I get it. And then portable games happen. And that's where it's like, hey, remember that one girl that you've never met, Aqua? Oh, well, she's a castle. Remember the how there was Heartless and Nobody? Well, now there's like four different versions of these. And there's like the Dream Eaters and some bullshit. Oh, did you know that there was a mobile game? Oh, no, you didn't? Well, there is. And also, it contains some of the most important story pieces in the whole franchise. It's like, what the fuck is happening, right? If the franchise was just Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 2, Birth by Sleep 3, I'd be like, I get it. And maybe a movie for whatever the mobile shit is. I'd be like, perfect, done, right? But this shit is wild. There was some cutscenes and some battles and character introductions that don't even need to be introduced.
Yeah.
They're just there because they're like, this game exists, so we have to reference it. And yeah, anime bullshit happens. Like, the Keyblade Wars are a thing, and they just go for it. They go buck wild. They know this is the last one they're probably ever gonna make, and done. Like, they're going balls to the wall.
How does it feel to not have any Final Fantasy characters?
It feels like something's missing.
Yeah.
It does feel like there is a whole summary. Like, Final Fantasy characters did not play a large role, even in the past games.
No, but I feel like that was the original draw, right?
Yeah, because they were side characters, and especially as bosses.
Yeah.
Like, I miss facing, like, Yuffie and Cypher and Cloud and Sephiroth and all that. As far as I know, also, there's no, like, arenas.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, the Hurt Coliseum and stuff like that, which is... Honestly, my favorite parts of Kingdom Hearts are the bonus things,
mm-hmm.
right? Like being able to face Sephiroth, being able to face the Secret Titans and stuff like that. And this game is just kind of bare bones, and it makes me wonder just when the final mixed version of this game is going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frozen part is probably my least favorite portion of that game, because
mm-hmm.
they just play the movie. Like... You know how the rest of the sections in the Disney portions are just like, here's like a snippet of the movie, and you kind of get each key story point as you're moving along?
Yeah.
Dude, they play whole songs. They play whole songs in the Frozen section, and it's a fucking drag.
Oh, they have to. That's the whole point of Frozen.
It's a fucking drag.
Do you remember Let It Go?
It's a fucking drag.
Anthony, you just gotta let it go, man. Just let it go.
Do you wanna build a snowman? Yeah, I'm in the meat of it now. It's almost done, and I just want to make the ultimate Keyblade. Okay. That's where I'm at. I just want to make the ultimate Keyblade. I just want to do that shit. There is no way that they can end this satisfactory.
Okay.
In a satisfactory way. There's no way.
that you think?
That I think right now. I haven't spoiled it. I haven't seen anything
okay.
about the end game or what happens post game or any of that shit. But yeah, I don't think there's any way that they can do something that I will be like, yes, I am satisfied with this after waiting like 10 years or whatever. And even them poking fun at themselves. Stuff like self-deprecating jokes about the franchise as a whole, right? Like Axel being confused about where they are in the story. And it's like, bitch, you're me. I know. And just because you make fun of yourself doesn't make it any better. Like, it just, actually, you're just admitting that you made a shit story, right? It's a whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm almost done it. I don't want to say I want to be done with it. But I want to be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It's the thing. I don't think Kingdom Hearts 3 is any worse than any of the other Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
The thing is that it's the same as a PlayStation 2 game, and the world has evolved so much from now, right? Like, if you're coming at it and saying, yo, Kingdom Hearts 2 is better than Kingdom Hearts 3, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kingdom Hearts 3 is the best Kingdom Hearts to play. Just unfortunately, it feels like it should have came out at the beginning of the PS3 lifecycle.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I look forward to playing it eventually.
Getting to yeah. wherever the ending is, yeah. yeah. I definitely want to discuss it with somebody who's finished it once I beat it.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think after that, I don't know what I'm going to move on to after that. We'll see. Maybe Resident Evil. Maybe Resident Evil. Or maybe play through some Soul Calibur story.
Mm.
See what that's all about.
Mm.
But yeah, that's my week. My very simple week.
Okay. I'll continue on the games front. I played Hollow Knight.
Yep.
It's a very finely crafted video game.
It is. With a lot of content.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a Metroidvania, and it's a really good one at that. I do think progression is a little slow at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Like I played for like a good 2 hours. And I'm like, there's gotta be more to it than this. There's gotta be more to it than this.
There is, but
yeah. And then you slowly start to build out your abilities. And you're like, oh, okay. I can see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the menu opens up and you're like, oh, there's a lot of items and abilities and things that you can get. But I'm enjoying it. I really like the art style. Sound design's pretty cool. It's got a really good, how can I say it? It's got a great feedback when you hit something.
Okay. Yeah, it does. It does.
Like, it's weird though how when you hit something you bounce back.
Have you been using that to your advantage?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes when I hit hit and run.
Okay.
And then I got the dash and I was like, fuck that.
I'm out.
Yeah. It's cool that you could, you know, you have like 8-way hits or something.
You can absorb like spirit power to regain your life.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool. Like, I was like, oh, how do you heal? And it's you built up your meter and your meter can either be used to heal or use abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really cool twist on the I guess the healing of
or finding health.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the F-Zero boost power.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty to look at. It's great on the Switch, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although I did put it in the dock and I played with the Pro Controller and it just becomes way more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Just because those Joy-Cons are not fun. But it's a good game. I look forward to playing more.
Okay.
I'm not that very far in, maybe a couple hours, so. Yeah, I think I'm headed towards some sort of toxic wasteland thing. Okay. I don't know.
What do you think about the badge system?
Oh.
Like, where you equip badges to gain different powers or...
I thought that was neat. I only have a few right now, but I thought it was... I was like, oh, shit, so I gotta get a map, and then I gotta get pins,
yeah,
and then I gotta get... And all the pins.
You have to buy markers. Yeah. yeah. I'm like,
oh my God, this is going to kill me.
Yeah.
It's got the Dark Souls bullshit where when you die, your guy has all your money.
Yep.
And if you die twice, you lose it all.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah. I'm going at a slow pace, but I hope at some point I can beat this game.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Then you got to beat the expansions.
Yeah.
And that other expansion.
Oh, God.
And that other expansion. Oh,
yeah. That's like four, right?
And then buy the new one.
That's not a... When's that come out?
I don't know when that comes out, actually. I forget. I know we talked about it on the podcast, but I already forgot the release date.
Yeah, so that game looks way better than this one. Only because she's cool, the cooler character.
She's also in the first game, yeah, so you've seen her.
Yeah.
Like Needle and Thread.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Just some cool shit. So, yeah. But no, Hollow Knight is pretty cool. Did more Apex... I put in Mass Effect Andromeda again, and then I got stuck on the character creator.
And you're like, I'm done.
Because I'm like, I don't know if I want to make it like the default or make spend the time making a character look cool. And then I shut it off.
Choice paralysis.
Yeah, that sucked. And then I watched Bird Box.
Oh, okay.
Watched Bird Box. That movie's very interesting. Probably more interesting than good, but I think it's worth a watch.
Have you seen A Quiet Place?
I have.
Right.
I preferred A Quiet Place more.
Okay. Which one did you see first?
A Quiet Place.
Okay.
But I think with A Quiet Place, you get a... it's not like you get any less story out of Bird Box, but I think I preferred how they presented the story in A Quiet Place better.
Okay.
And I felt like in A Quiet Place... like from the moment A Quiet Place starts, you know anything's like anything can go.
Mm-hmm.
Bird Box, there is that sense of there's a safety net somewhere. Like they're never gonna go as far as to like, let's just say murder the most innocent of characters,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas in A Quiet Place, no,
just instantaneously they're like, yeah. This is we'll go anywhere.
Yeah, we'll go anywhere. Don't okay. you worry. Mm-hmm. Whereas Bird Box felt a bit more safe. Bird Boxes was, again, supernatural in terms of what is happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest fan of how they went about it, though. And I can't say anything more or else it's just
yep.
a spoiler.
Okay.
But I, you know when you like something gets like it's all lots and lots of tension,
mm-hmm.
but then you get no, like there's no release. It's just...
Just tension?
Yeah.
Okay, they blue balls too?
Kinda.
All right.
That's how I felt when I got to the end of the movie. I was like, that's it? Like, that's where we're concluding? This is where we're stopping?
Do you think they were trying to make some sort of, like, did the dreidel drop type ending, or...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. It was, like, it's weird because there's scenes which is like, oh, this is really interesting how they thought of this, or, like, how they would have gone about it, or the questioning around the scenarios. But then... At the same time, they never go further into any sort of explanations. And I'm not saying that they need to, like, you know, draw me a map and point me in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish there was just a bit more to why things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, I don't know. On one hand, I understand the argument of, oh, it's the apocalypse. Hell shall have its wrath on Earth or something.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's like, I need more than that sometimes. And this is one of those situations where I wish I had more of a reasoning for why things were happening.
Okay.
It's cool, though, how they tell the story. It's double timelines, and eventually the timelines meet. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's really neat that way. So, like, you, as you're watching the movie halfway through, you start to piece it together, and you're like, oh, that's really neat. Like, so, like, those kind of things are cool, but it's just the actual subject matter I wasn't as impressed with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will skip it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you can only choose one, I say watch The Quiet Place. Shit happens in that movie.
It does. A lot of shit happens in that movie.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. So, there you go. I think that was my week. Nothing else really to report on. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the show.
It is. Unfortunately, we do have another snow situation here in our town.
It should be over by now.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it's over by now.
At the same time, I hope tomorrow is just fucking snow day again.
But then you'd still have to go into work.
No. No.
Oh, interesting.
I wouldn't. I would not have to go to work.
Well, I can check the weather right now.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be fine.
All right. But, oh well. Yeah, no snow day for us.
Yeah, so there you go. Until next week.
See you later. Burp. Oh my god.